Today's Wednesday, November 16, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Philippians chapter 3, starting at verse 12, the Word of God says, "Not that I've already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I've made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Those of us who are mature think this way, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained." Now, Paul's just unpacked the gravity of knowing Christ. And that Christ is so precious that he is worth suffering for in order to know him more and make him more known. And he says that through his suffering with and for Christ, he will attain the resurrection from the dead. But then Paul takes a time out and says, now don't go thinking that I've somehow already arrived and I've already been made perfect. No, that's not the case at all. I've still got struggles. I've still got issues. There's still sin in my life that I'm dealing with in this fallen world. And perfection is going to happen. But it's future. In the present, there are temptations that I deeply struggle with, and I think we can all relate to that. So what does he do? Does Paul just kind of sit and shrug his shoulders to sin, saying, well, you know, I'm just dealing with sin. I'm not perfect, and that's just the way I am. No. He says, I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. One pastor, we'll call him John Piper because that's his name, he says, therefore, I don't coast, I don't drift. Christ is too precious for that. I press on, I strive, I reach, I long, I ache, I yearn to obtain the fullness and perfection of the presence of Jesus. Why? Because I don't know if I'm his? No. Because he has already made me his own. I reach for him because he has already reached for me. I press into him because he has grabbed hold of me and he's pressing into me at this moment. This is what it looks like when we treasure Christ and walk with him in a world where sin is still prevalent. Now, there are two elements involved in the pressing on. Number one, forgetting what lies behind. And then number two, straining forward or straining toward the final prize, Jesus himself. First of all, we got to look at forgetting what is behind. And that includes the good stuff and the bad stuff. When I say good stuff, what I mean by that is that we can hold on to our good works in the past and think that they are going to somehow make up for our lack of obedience in the present. That's not the case. We've got to forget about that. We've got to forget about the good stuff in holding on to them and somehow purchasing a ticket to heaven for us or even making up for a lack of obedience in the present. Now, also, we've got to forget the bad stuff. God's not wanting us to have a constant guilt trip. What's done is done. If I'm to go on thinking about how bad I've blown it in the past, I'll never be any good in the future. Now, let me say, that doesn't mean that you act like the sin didn't happen and you show no remorse for it and somehow expect for people you hurt by your sin to just get over it. All right. You need to confess to God and to the people you hurt. You need to repent and then press on in holiness. And there may be a trail of tears that your sin has left. Don't be surprised by that. What Paul is talking about here is a Christ-centered forgetting. It's the kind of forgetting that occurs when we cease to let things that are in the past control us by looking to Christ and knowing that he has paid it all. All right, here's an example. All right, let's just say a husband hears the charge to be the spiritual leader of his home, okay? And he thinks to himself, man, I haven't led a family devotion in 18 years. I haven't prayed with my family in the 18 years I've been married. If I start now, it would feel weird. It would feel awkward. It'd be like throwing a baseball left-handed. More than that, my wife knows how I act. She knows how my temper is grossly unpredictable. She knows how I am completely disengaged from the family and many times just uninterested in her altogether. She knows those dark skeletons in my closet that no one in the church or the town knows. All right. I would feel like a fake if I tried to become all spiritual now. Are you see what's happened here? What's happened is this guy's disobedience in the past has hindered his disobedience in the present. And as a pastor, I see that all the time. This is a scheme of Satan himself. Because this husband has not forgotten what is behind, he has allowed his past disobedience of not loving his wife as Christ loved the church to hinder his present obedience in loving his wife as Christ loved the church. Listen, what's done is done. Jesus paid it all. Obey Christ today. Follow him today. And don't let your past disobedience hinder your present obedience. Let us forget what is behind and strain forward to what lies ahead. Let us press on toward the goal. There's a goal waiting for us. Endless pleasure in the presence of Jesus. Let us press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And in so doing, make much of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Day. Still living your life after death.